Hello and welcome to Mighty Red. I'm Harriet Pryor and today I'm joined by Tom Whittaker, Grace Maley and Belinda Barty here with me. I think it's a bit of a new panel today. I think Belinda was here last time, she was in Liverpool. Grace, it's your Mighty Red debut. Tom, you've been here since the start, so we're not getting rid of you.
I'm the OG.
You are the OG. We've lost Harrison and Chloe this time, but that's okay. We haven't done one of these in quite a while and quite a lot has happened actually since we last done one. But if you haven't listened before, it's the show where we get the opinions and take of some of our younger contributors, because it's always good to hear what the younger generation have to say. I don't know if I still include myself in that, but who knows. But both Coutinho and Gerrard have returned to the Premier League since we last did one of these shows. So we're going to have a little bit of a chat about fan favourites this time, club legends, and how we view players when they leave and the legacy that they leave behind, and have a think about some of our current players as well and how their future might look and the legacy that we think they'll leave when they move on. So I'm going to put you all on the spot for a one-word answer to start with, okay? I like doing this just because I like seeing all your panic faces on Zoom. We've not done one of these on Zoom before. But before we start, it's all about fan favourites. So Tom, I'll come to you first. I want one word, well, two words because it's their name. I want your favourite Liverpool player, past or present.
Steven Gerrard.
Grace?
Can I say the same as Tom, or is that not allowed?
You can say whatever.
Mine's either Steven Gerrard or Jamie Carragher.
Belinda?
Yeah, Stevie G, all the way.
I can change mine, you know, if you want, like, make them more varied.
Go on, give me another one.
Fernando Torres.
Nice. Okay, well, we're going to talk about most of those people, actually, but we're going to start somewhere a little bit different. We're going to start with Coutinho. So he's obviously just come back to the Premier League, signed for Aston Villa. He's made quite the impact. I think, he's played Everton and United on his first two games, which just feels like it was made to be. It's all very random. Belinda, I've been absolutely loving your Twitter account and how it's basically become a Coutinho stan account. I don't know if it's intentional or not, but, I mean, just give me your Coutinho thoughts at the moment to start with.
You know, I'm at the point in our relationship with Coutinho where...
In our relationship.
Where I'm like, it's time to let go, and that's fine. He's at Villa. I want him to do well there. And it's not a direct threat to Liverpool. Look, he went away. I'm sure he has regrets. It didn't work out in the way he planned to, but he's back in the Premier League at a sort of, let's say, a mid-table club, and that's where I think he should thrive, right? He's going to be the big fish in a small pond where this new set of fan base absolutely adore him. They'll sing songs about him. His manager loves him. The team already, like, they're making such a big fuss about him. Like, some of the videos Villa have put out, and, like, you can just tell some of the other Villa players are shocked to have him in the dressing room. So let him go off there, flourish and thrive. He seems like a good person. And Liverpool moved on to bigger and better things. And I just hope the last few years of his career will have in Europe. Let's just hope he does some fine. And that's where I'm at.